I'll bet more on it. Or you bet more on it.
Hello, everybody. To see, I can get the phone down. I was gonna do that. All right. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again.
Yay!
Sportsy talk. Back for another. I would get the phone down.
I just saw it over there. I thought I could do it before you.
I wouldn't forget.
I thought it would happen.
Nobody's
before.
It's not like anyone's calling us yet.
They might be. They might be all lined up around the block to
this
call us.
This is Sportsy talk. It's a call-in show. We talk about sportsy.
This
things.
Is our third year. I don't know.
I don't know. Years.
We've just been picked up again.
We're on the schedule. Thank you. Everybody who supported us kept us on the schedule. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for scheduling us.
Yeah.
Schedulers.
201-209-9368. We'll be here every Monday from 6 to 7 to talk about sports, including today.
Today we're here.
Here we are, in person. I'm very pleased.
I'm more excited than a goalie waiting to go to the bathroom.
I think we should start with
Poopin' goalie.
The poopin' goalie for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're in the NHL playoffs. That's the National Hockey League playoffs. We have to explain everything. Okay, so the goalie is the guy who
he's the guy in the net.
And the pucks are coming at him.
He's got to stop him.
Coming at him. The Blackhawks are a really good team. That's who they're playing. He plays for the Lightning. His name is Bishop.
Bishop.
He's there. All of a sudden, he's like squatting down weird and he has to leave.
He leaves.
In the middle of the game, in the middle of a playoff game.
It's the third period. It's kind of important.
It's like the important period.
And he was gone, so another guy had to come on for a while.
Another goalie had to be there.
And then he came back, and then he left again.
And he left again.
And he's they're being very cryptic still.
They won't say what happened.
I have it queued up if you want to hear this press conference.
Oh, wait. Okay, which door are we?
I don't know. Put them all up.
Put
everything up.
Wait.
But there's some scuttlebutt that he maybe had to go to the bathroom, which is the only thing I'm finding interesting about the...
Try it now and see if it works.
You guys right now, so we're not going to comment on that.
That's it?
This is press.
You feel well enough to play tonight?
We'll see.
I mean...
He's not saying if he can play tonight or not?
When you're a goalie trying to play through whatever, injury, sickness, is a little bit different than a player maybe or the last line of defense. So can you just talk about that decision you have to make about making sure you're good enough, considering how important the position is versus your want to play?
Yeah, I think that's important. I mean, it is.
Ben, the fact is you got to prepare yourself mentally with this thing. When do you start preparing mentally?
I start preparing mentally. Really.
I mean, you start preparing. I mean, the whole time you don't ever really stop preparing. Even on days off, you're still prepared. So it's just one of those things
where prepared.
You'll be ready no matter what.
That's exciting. He won't say what it is.
I feel like Marshawn Lynch right now.
He won't say. Marshawn Lynch is a football player who's famously.
I'm only here so I won't get fined.
I'm only here so I won't get fined. He goes to his press conferences so he won't get fined.
What's
Bishop's first name?
Ben.
Ben Bishop?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ben Bishop, the Lightning goalie.
He's a good goalie.
My theory.
Yeah.
Is that he has hemorrhoids.
But I mean, is that so? But you're standing up, right? I mean, it's not like you're sitting.
George Brett, the. Baseball player.
He was a great baseball
player
for the Royals.
Yeah, he was in the middle of a World Series game and he was on second base. He was running and he was on second base. He made it to second. He hit a double.
He slid on his butt.
I don't think he slid on his butt. I think he just came in standing up and he was standing there and all of a sudden he called time and he took off and he never came back.
That was it. The end of his
career. In the middle of his World Series
he
game.
He retired.
No, it wasn't the end of his career because he got a Preparation H endorsement out of it.
That was good.
But.
He's like the greatest third baseman of all time.
George Brett admitted that he had hemorrhoids in the middle of a World Series game.
You want to know why? Because he's a straight talker, not like that Ben Bishop.
Ben Bishop
beating around the bush.
I'll tell you, that was a press conference today to find out.
That was today
to find out whether or not he could play.
People asking whose job it is to write about the NHL, saying, "Hey, are you playing tonight?" And the guy's like,
"I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
We'll decide.
What, it's a boot."
We'll decide how my hemorrhoids are acting up.
How my pooping? Because,
I mean, if he was pooping in his pants, right?
Yeah.
In the goal.
I would poop in my pants in the goal because it's a scary job.
Well, yeah, all those things coming
people
at you, right?
You with stuff.
Hard things coming
I would have goalie diapers on.
Well, maybe he did, but I don't think if he had a pooping problem, I think he would know whether or not he's coming back tonight, right? I think it's got to be hemorrhoids, because hemorrhoids is something.
Well,
that
I thought
you
it was like taco night, maybe.
Yeah,
or
but he would
like
know, right? I mean, he'd say, okay, well,
I think
I
he would have worked it out. Yeah,
yeah, he would say, okay, now. I had you know,
unless
diarrhea,
you got a tapeworm or something like that
in the middle of the game, and now I don't. Yeah, maybe it's a tapeworm.
I mean, you can get those out pretty easy, though.
Well, do you think they're trying to get the tapeworm out of him?
I mean, they
right
weren't
now?
In that video. They weren't.
They're
I mean, unless
try,
there was someone under
get,
the table or something
like that.
They're going
to try to get the tapeworm out before tonight.
I mean, all you got to do is like
so
wave a little
play?
Piece of bacon in front
oh,
of your
they
butt,
like bacon?
And they yeah,
really?
The tapeworm will come right out.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
It was a YouTube video or something. No, I think he had to poop. Uh-huh. But there's many sports.
I think he has hemorrhoids.
Many sports, F1 and NASCAR, where they wear those big suits. That's because they just wet their pants.
They have diapers
like,
on?
Yeah, diapers. Or they
yeah,
just
they
wet
can,
it and
they
it
can
just
wear, they can wear like Depends. I mean, these guys could wear stuff underneath if they were worried
yeah,
about that
diaper.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you
they
know.
Could have a goalie diaper. I don't think that's why another reason I don't think it's an elimination
I mean,
problem.
I go to the bathroom like 100 times.
In your pants?
Like 100. No, I mean, I go and I try to not get into my pants.
We talked about how you used to pee in the back, you know, row of Fenway. I mean, that was kind
of
Oh,
that was easy.
Why are we always talking about this? This is not good. But I guess it comes up in sports. This is the thing that comes up in sports.
The only thing that interests me about the NHL right now is now I'm going to be thinking, is that guy going to the bathroom?
Is he going to play tonight? So we have to watch. Okay, tonight, the Blackhawks.
Blackhawks
Lightning,
of Chicago.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning, who shouldn't even have
a team. Shouldn't
have
a team,
because
frankly.
They're in Florida. And they're going to play game 3. They're tied. Each one has won a game.
Yes.
They're tied in the playoffs for the Stanley Cup. They're
Stanley
in the Stanley Cup,
Cup five
finals.
More games.
This is it. This is their biggest tournament of the year.
This is the one.
This is the one that picks the champion. We will see tonight whether Ben Bishop is in goal for the Lightning. And if not...
If he's still pooping.
I think he's got hemorrhoids. I don't think it's poop. I think
so
it's
you're going
to
say hemorrhoids.
I'm going to say hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids. I don't know how to spell that.
Hey, where did your horse come in the Preakness?
They didn't run. Oh, what do you mean? The Lucky?
Or, I mean, the Belmont. Lucky, I mean, Belmont.
Lucky,
yeah.
Lucky,
Belmont.
Made by Lucky?
Made by
I have
Lucky.
No
made
idea.
With Lucky.
I don't think,
you
don't think
even
he
know.
Got it to the. I don't think he
Mine
got,
came in second.
He
I
never
had,
got to the
I
finish
had frosted.
Line. Frosted.
Mine came in second, so I think I was less wrong than you, which is on Sportsy Talk, that is our bar for, you know,
yes.
Winning is if you are less wrong.
You are more of a winner than me.
I am more of a horse race winner.
Yeah, because that American Pharaoh, I just did, like it's a tragedy of American spelling that's
yeah,
going to be a horse that's going to be remembered
that's
for the rest
forever.
Of time.
Yeah, misspelled name.
Misspelled name.
How do they spell it? A-O-H?
I don't know. There's P-H- a lot of letters in there that shouldn't be in there.
A-R-A-O-H.
It's kind of a bad name anyway.
Yeah, it's supposed to be O-H.
What's an American Pharaoh?
I
have no idea.
Well, the guy who owns it's like a Muslim or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, he went to NYU, though.
Well, that's where all the Muslims go.
He's a Saudi Arabian, you know.
Prince.
I'm going to say.
Guy.
Dude.
Rich guy.
Yeah, he's
Saudi
got a lot
Arabian
of money.
Rich. Yeah, obviously.
He's got more money now.
If he's doing.
If he bet on
horses.
His horse, he probably doubled his. You know.
It's not. He's not going to make money from betting on the horse. It's from putting the horse to stud. That's where they make the money. They make tons of money.
Oh, yeah, because you just send it out. Well, I was surprised they were going to race the horse again.
Yeah, that's unusual. That's a good point. That's an unusual thing. If a horse. Even if they just win, like, the Kentucky Derby or something, you know, I mean, if it's
like,
it's
what else
unusual.
You got to prove? You already ran.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
don't break the horse.
Well, they yeah. So I think the last Triple Crown winner who...
Affirmed?
No, not the last Triple Crown winner who was affirmed, but the last Triple Crown winner who continued racing after winning the Triple Crown, I believe, was Secretariat. I think.
They showed that video.
Yeah, Secretariat was like 46 lengths ahead of everybody.
Like, where's the other horses?
It's just like there was nothing like that horse. That horse was amazing. That horse was.
On drugs, you think?
I've seen Secretariat, and American Pharaoh is no Secretariat.
You know, they gave the horse like Quaaludes or something like that?
No.
Horse quaaludes?
No.
Quaaludes?
They can't. They have to give... we talked about the drugs they give horses. We talked about Lasix last week.
But that did they have that in the 70s? In the 70s, they must have had all kinds of stuff.
Oh, they had all
stuff.
Kinds of stuff. Yeah, they had all kinds of stuff in the 70s, I'm sure. Yeah, I forget when they started having to tell you what the horses were taking. They, you know, like some things were banned, and then some things were okay, but you had to put it in the racing form, like what the horse is on.
I think that's fair. Like that should be the like they had the all drug Olympics back in the Saturday Night Live in the late 80s.
Well, they should do that for. Oh, we got a call.
What?
We have a call. Okay, should I announce the new rule or should I put the call
no,
in the
let's
air?
Just put the call in the air.
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I just, you were talking about American Pharoe.
Yes.
Yes.
Who's this? What's your name?
This is Scott in Brooklyn.
Okay. Listener Scott, thanks for calling. What do you have to say about American Pharoe? Did you go to the Belmont?
No, I wasn't at the Belmont, but the guy who owns American Pharoe is Egyptian.
Yeah.
Egyptian. Right. Oh, I thought he was from Saudi Arabia or something like that.
That's why the horse is named American Pharoe.
Oh,
okay. Well, there you
go.
Well,
we don't know because, you know.
I don't know anything. Usually
dummies.
I say stuff.
We're like American
idiots.
And then
the people on the boards will eventually correct me.
But Scott called to correct us.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate that.
The misspelling was like a huge controversy. There was a Times article about the misspelled name 2 months ago.
Yeah, but once they register the horse with that name, they can't change
it. It's over.
Yeah, so whoever misspelled it on the jockey form, you know, they got the jockey club form, whatever it is, the registration.
See, I don't recognize if things are misspelled unless there's a little red line underneath it. So I don't know how you would do that in real life.
Yeah, right.
You'd be like, wait a minute, that looks kind of right. There's a bunch of letters that look correctish.
Where's my spell check?
Well, if you do this thing, like there's this thing that you do if you take the first letter and the last letter and scramble up all the letters in the middle of any word, you can still see what the word is. Because, that's somehow like how you're. Try that at home. Try the word Pharaoh.
At home.
Just use all the right correct letters, and they don't have to be in the right order.
Scramble
maybe
all the
letters. Still says Pharaoh.
That's interesting.
So that might have been what happened.
I guess so.
I have no idea.
We don't know.
Well, thank you for
Scott,
the call,
thank
Scott.
You for the call.
Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Bye.
I love Egypt.
That was nice.
Egypt's a nice place.
WFMU, you're on the air.
We have more callers. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Hey, Ron, with him,
Danny. Hey, it's Danny D.
How are you doing?
Good. What's up, Danny D?
It's exciting.
You're excited?
Witnessed something this weekend I never thought I'd see again in the rest of my life.
The Canadian Grand Prix?
No, Martin Truex winning a race.
Martin Truex did win a NASCAR race this weekend for the first time in many years.
Really? When was the last time he? When was the last time he won a race?
2 years.
47 years, like affirmed? 37
No.
years?
No. Affirmed is no longer with us.
Oh, all right. But Martin Truex is?
What is who?
Jersey guy.
I usually recognize those guys by whatever's on the hood of their car. Is he a Napa Auto Parts guy? What's he?
He used to be. Then they had the whole thing where his teammates tried to make it so that he was not part of the plot, but basically they made it so that he would qualify for the chase by them causing cautions and stuff, and then they kicked him out of the chase, and then the sponsor left, and then basically he lost his job because of what other people did.
All right, I didn't follow any of that. I don't know. There was a bunch of words there that I understood as English, but I didn't follow any of that.
He got screwed out of his ride.
Okay.
So you hate to get screwed out of your ride. The team that he's with now.
Danny D tweeted me today that, and this is exciting news for us, possibly down the road to join the Olympics.
Are we going to be in the Olympics?
We could be in the Olympics now because now there's a mixed curling.
Oh, I told you I can't do curling. I tried.
What do you mean you can't do it?
I went to the curling club at the Ardsley Country Club curling club.
Maybe we just have to practice.
And I can't do it. I tried. I'm afraid of the ice.
Okay, well, the thing is...
I go on the ice and I just stand there. I freeze.
We've got to get you training.
You could either be on the broom.
No,
most of the key to curling is just having meetings.
But you have to.
You're standing over a bunch of stones, going, "What are we going to do?"
No, but
what do you want to do?
But you have to be on ice to do it.
You could be the coach.
I can't.
You could be the coach of me and Danny's team, and we could get Kat from Chicago, who I'm sponsored by.
Oh yes, right. And listener Dan B from upstate, who sponsors me.
Only,
we get Kelly Jones.
Oh,
it's only two people. I don't understand how it could be two people.
How can it be two people?
It's 2-on-2.
But that doesn't make any sense.
That'll just be fighting couples.
That's not enough people.
It's like, you're always knocking things out.
Oh, I'm so sick.
I'm so sick of the way you bowl.
People to yell, even if they're not going to sweep.
I don't know. I mean, you need a skip. You need a sweeper. You need a bowler. You need all those guys. You know, you need.
Oh, you do.
Oh, it's one of the horses in the Belmont was
named after the
Keen Ice, which is a curling term. Yeah, which is not like you know.
You guys picked the wrong week to take off.
We didn't take
Everything
off.
Everything happened.
It was 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago. We were here last week.
Oh.
Wait, you were here?
What?
No, you were. Last week was Memorial Day, no?
No. That was 2 weeks ago.
No.
We were here last week.
It's just, and then
it's
you,
June.
You be on like five
You're confused.
Days a week, I think is what it means.
It's June 8th.
You're confused.
Everything happened.
It's June 8th.
Everything happened, but we were here.
We were here.
Step Ladder to Evil Overlord. Like,
oh, we were here for that. We did that.
We're here.
It's a good show. Then, listen to it in the
archive. You should listen to the archive. You were on the comments board last week, Danny D. You know that we were here.
Do you suffer from blackouts frequently?
Yes, a blackout.
You want me to remember 2 weeks in a row?
No.
Oh, we have another call. What happened? Is that a fish guy in the bathtub?
I don't know what
that is. So loud.
I know. I had to turn it down.
That is so loud.
Well, it's Finnish people are loud.
Thanks for the call, Danny D.
Thanks, Danny D.
Chris on the board says, how about mixed hurling? Hurling is like,
hurling.
You have these giant paddles.
Yeah.
You hit balls. It's not even
a
ball. It's like a stone. Wrapped in leather.
Oh, I thought you meant hurling like after a night out.
That could be mixed. We could do mix that.
We could do that.
But you know, I'm most excited about the Women's World Cup is coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's today. Well, the USA game is today. USA against Australia.
It's already started, and it's already been super boring because,
It hasn't started already.
It started yesterday. Not the game, not the American game.
No, all right, I'm saying.
No, like the who played yesterday? Two teams destroyed Thailand and
Germany.
Ivory Coast.
Somebody else. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me see here. Norway beat Thailand 4-0, and Germany beat Ivory Coast 10-0. I watched a little bit of both games, and they were just super beatdowns. And the announcers couldn't have been more pleased to watch teams get wiped out. It was
really?
Just like, come on, guys. Like, you know, the World Cup. Let's.
Or were they like American announcers? American announcers like the big scores.
Yeah, well,
you know?
I like Julie Foudy. Used to be a great announcer for, and she did some of the men's games during the Men's World Cup, and I thought she was pretty great. But she's on ESPN, so now it's on Fox Sports 1 or something like that.
Yeah.
So
like
I don't know who
gets.
The people are.
Who gets Fox Sports 1?
I get that. I get a lot of sports.
You
channels.
Get everything. Why don't we just
why don't you just
have everyone come to your house to watch the game?
They can come over if they
want.
I mean, I'm not
going to
tell them where my house is.
Just, you're not?
You know, you can
if you find it.
Yeah, just drive around and say, "Where's Jim's house?"
Someone will point you in the right direction.
Just drive around Journal Square. Just keep doing donuts around Journal Square
until you find it, and then you can watch the game.
But it's the lady, the lady thing kind of builds up to a heated. I'm a little surprised that like Nike hasn't done like commercials like they did the last with the Men's World Cup where it's I believe that we will win and stuff like that. Where's the lady commercials?
Because I don't know.
Yeah, where are they?
I mean, the
USA, lady team is actually good. Like they're the only team that's ever going to win anything.
The U.S. women have a good chance this year. They haven't won since 1999, I think, was the last World Cup that they won. But that
was
the one
16 years ago, however long that ago that
was. Yeah, I think it was 99. Yeah, that was when Brandi Chastain like pulled off her shirt.
Yeah, that was great. I love that.
That was great. Yeah,
that should happen after every goal.
It was a penalty kick, but you know, it was like they won on penalty kicks against I think China.
Danny D asks, what kind of ratings did Germany 10 Ivory Coast 0 get for Fox? Might be the first time Fox Sports 1 beat Fox in the ratings. I don't know. Yeah, because the games were on Fox yesterday.
Yeah, but tonight the one tonight.
I don't understand why is the game not on Fox tonight.
I don't know. But I don't know. They must have some other show to show.
What are they? So
know.
You think you're a ventriloquist?
Can you find
out what's
you have
on
the
Fox.
Computer. What's on Fox tonight? Because Fox.
I have the Daily News.
Oh, look at that. It's like a newspaper TV listing thing. I haven't seen one of those in years.
You can dance.
Yeah.
Hopefuls in Detroit perform. Now, I'm not going to make any more Detroit jokes because every time I mention Detroit,
I
get in trouble.
Don't get in trouble about Detroit. But
So You Think You Can Dance, a new episode.
Is on Fox?
Is closed captioned on Fox from 8 to 9:30.
Why do they have to close caption dancing?
Here in New York, they're showing Modern Family rerun at 7:30.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you interrupt that stuff and show the women's work? Because it's like, it's super early, but like once it's going to build every game to
a fever pitch where
everyone's going to be watching.
But maybe then they'll have it on Fox. But I think they get really good ratings for You Think You Can Dance, right? So that's it. Right?
You couldn't show it tomorrow night? Like, what?
No,
I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Tomorrow night, they're probably showing in an old house.
Or aren't they having World Cup, Women's World Cup games every night? I mean, isn't this
but you're not
going to
want to watch.
Like
I mean, you're going to want to watch Angola versus Argentina or something?
Well,
no.
Maybe. If you're really into it, if the teams are good.
I mean, NBC
I
barely wants to put the Stanley Cup with the pooping goalie on their prime time.
I know. Listen, I only get standard broadcast TV stations, and it's really hard to follow sports because the networks don't do it
now. NBC tonight has American Ninja Warrior, which is a fascinating program. about, like, they're not actual ninjas.
Didn't they have the Ginger Ninja? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the Ginger Ninja. Yeah, he was doing pretty well.
No, he was terrible. He wiped out on the third obstacle.
But that's they all ultimately die.
Yeah, that's true. That's why people like it, I guess. 201-209-9368 is the number to call. We're Sportsy Talk on WFMU, and we're here until 7 p.m. taking your calls and talking about sportsy
things. Danny D. looked it up. Sunday's Ivory Coast-Germany match was the top draw of the opening weekend with a 1 overnight rating. Norway-Thailand earned a 0.8. But yesterday, all I did was flip around to, like, different sports. I watched the Champions League game was on yesterday, the Barcelona versus Juventus. That was Saturday or Sunday.
Barcelona won, right?
Barcelona did win because they had, like, 15 great players. And Juventus is like, oh, my God. Why are we even in this game? We shouldn't have won. We thought Real Madrid was going to win. I watched that. The French,
French
Open tennis. See, tennis isn't fun because you can't yell at anybody anymore because there's like a computer usually calling the things.
Oh yeah, so it says like out.
It just goes.
It's like
out.
It's got like a laser beam.
They still have
if it goes
people
out,
now.
Just,
yeah. Like, but now like the guy will come down and check the little spot in the clay where it hit and be like, it is in. You know, he'll be like smoking. He'll have a baguette.
He's like, wearing a pince-nez and a beret.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Whatever. Uh-huh. It's nice over there. That's a nice shot. You know, it's very nice. But the Milan Novak Djokovic didn't win.
Andy Murray lost.
He
to
lost
somebody.
To Djokovic. Always, Djokovic beat everybody, and then this guy Stan Wawrinka
beat Djokovic.
Beat Djokovic.
Yeah, Andy Murray always loses everything. He's like the sad Jennifer Aniston of men's tennis.
He won one time, didn't he?
Yeah, he won one time.
Did he win Wimbledon or something?
He won Wimbledon
they threw
one
it.
Time.
They no,
they had,
actually
they
cheated
had, no,
and let him
they
win.
They had such a fit because, you know, he's English, right? And he won Wimbledon. And they were like, finally, Andy Murray won something, and now he'll never win anything again.
Well, that reminds me who I want to get on the show in the
who?
Next couple of weeks.
Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Who?
There's a big tennis movie coming on HBO.
Yeah.
It's Andy Samberg and Jon Snow from the
Game of Thrones.
And
is
it's
that his
called
name?
7 Days of Hell.
His name is Jon Snow.
His name is actually like Kit Harington or something like that, but everyone calls him Jon Snow because Jon Snow's an awesome name.
Because everybody knows
so
Jon
we want to get one of those guys on the air to talk about this tennis movie, which is about like a game that goes 7 days long and there's like 500 match points and stuff like that. It's a
funny
movie that's coming out.
Is that a real thing that happened?
No, there was one game that went like a couple days, I think, one time. Wasn't that there's two,
can
there's a
get,
British guy.
Can we get Kit Harington in the studio? So I can lyric
I'm
him
say
and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, say yes.
Yeah, that's
okay,
no
make
problem.
A note. We want Kit Harington in the
would
studio.
Would you recognize Jon Snow with the hair? Because of the hair, you think?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
So I could just get any guy. And it
you
would
could
be,
get any
to
guy,
you,
you could,
be,
you could,
be
you could get
Harington.
Any guy with hair, and I would think it was fine.
I'll
yeah,
just get Audi to come in. Be like, this is Kit Harrington from Jon Snow
well,
from Game of Thrones.
He's got to have the hair.
I'd get him some
hair.
We could buy him some hair.
I'll buy him some hair.
But that movie looks really good.
Okay.
But the
why does it look good? It's like,
well,
it's like a 7 day long
super funny
tennis
like they're throwing up and it's, you know, like they're dying. Well, you know,
watching guys throw up and play tennis is always fun.
You don't think that'll be fun?
No.
That's the kind of sports movie I want to see where it's like
crazy.
You get some laughs. You get some tears.
You know the kind of sports movie that nobody wants to see?
Yeah, it opened this past weekend.
Yeah, the one that FIFA financed. I don't even know the name of it. It's like passionate kicking
passion
or
of,
something.
Passion of the
kicking. Passion of the
passion ball.
Passion of the football. Something. It's a soccer movie that FIFA financed. It opened in Europe in 2014. Now it's opening here.
Had United opening, Passions.
United Passions. Okay, and it had its opening weekend. And in one city, I think it's like Phoenix or Tucson, some city in Arizona, right?
Phoenix.
Phoenix, okay. They made $9.
That's one ticket.
The one ticket. They sold one ticket at the theater for the whole weekend to see that movie.
I'm a little surprised because it's got what's his name? Tim Roth in it.
Who's Tim Roth?
He was the guy in that lying show that used to be on Fox. That was a great show that he just knew when everybody was lying. And he had a whole, like, he would help people solve crimes by being, you're lying. I know you're lying. I can tell you're lying. It's called Lie to Me.
What did he play in it?
He played a lie.
No, what did he play in this
he
movie?
He plays Sepp Blatter in the movie.
He does not.
That's what he does.
He does not play
Sepp Blatter. He plays Sepp Blatter.
What? Is he old and...
Disgraced FIFA president Sepp Blatter is played by Tim Roth in writer-director Frederick Albertan's film.
Wait, is Tim Roth isn't like fat and old and corroded looking, is he? I mean,
no, I mean, I don't know.
Why would you? Why would you?
Maybe. I mean, I haven't seen him lately.
I mean, shouldn't you get like the?
He was in my favorite thing he did was he was with Gary Oldman and Harold Pinter's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead.
Uh-huh.
That was a great movie. Yeah. He was in Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
As the guy who is the pretend cop. I don't want to ruin movies. He's the cop.
That's okay.
He's the undercover cop in the movie.
All right.
I mean, the movie's been out for 25 years. If you're ever going to watch it.
You can't ruin it. You can talk about it.
If it's Larry! Larry, I've been shot! Larry! Larry! You're not going to die! Say the word, you're not going to die! That's actually not a bad impression.
You could just like
the entire movie.
You could just reenact movies for us.
Larry, I'm shot, Larry.
Do the reenact the Passion of the Footballs or whatever. What is it called? Passion?
Larry, I run a football world football thing.
What's it called?
United Passions.
United Passions. That's a stupid name.
Yeah, it was. It's here in New York in that like the Village Theater down on Houston.
The IFC.
No, on Houston.
Oh, on Houston.
And, you know the one
Sunshine,
on Houston.
The Sunshine one.
No, the no. other part of on West Houston.
Film Forum?
No, on the other part of Houston. No.
Where?
On Houston near the one train. Down
that's
near
Film Forum. Film Forum's on Houston near the one train.
Maybe, I don't know.
It is.
No, that's
yes,
I thought
is.
Film Forum was at 2nd Avenue and something.
No, Film Forum's
maybe
Film Forum's
Film Forum. I don't know. I think it said
West
Village
Houston
Cinema or something like that.
All right, whatever.
Who cares?
No one's going. No one's gone. Nobody's going to see it.
It's apparently the worst movie of all time. So apparently maybe it'll have a cult following at some point.
Hmm. Okay.
Larry!
Do we have to go see it? Would they give us free tickets?
Yes, I think they
okay,
would.
Okay, call them up and tell them we do a sports talk radio show.
We could
show.
Give away free tickets, too. Wait, we could call them right now.
Yeah, okay. Do you have the number? You don't even know what theater it is.
Yeah, I do. Village How can Cinema or something.
So we're going to call the Village Cinema and ask them if they'll give us tickets to give away.
To give away on the air
on
today.
On the air today to this movie, right?
Yeah.
United Passions?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to get their number where it's like, if you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1.
Probably.
To choose from a list of movies, press 2.
All right, I'm ready.
Right, yeah, that's
okay,
the number
get the
right
number.
There.
Wait.
It's right over there.
You don't have to like hide
212.
Shh. Okay, here, I'm doing it.
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to shush?
No, I don't know.
Should this be dialing music?
Wait. Oh, no, there's no dialing music.
It's a Cinema Village. Is a three-screen cinema in New York's Greenwich Village, specializing in provocative foreign and independent films.
Wait, I forget how to do this.
You forget how to dial the phone?
No, I forgot how to get them on the air.
201-209-9368.
Are they on the air?
That's 201-209-9368.
Oh, here we go. University Place in Fifth Avenue.
Here we go.
Press
I got them on the air.
For current show times. General admission is $12. $8
oh, no, no, I know where that place is.
Yeah.
And children under 13.
That's over on 12th and University.
The box office opens 20 minutes before the...
I press
what
0.
What did you just press?
0.
Is that going to get us an actual person?
I doubt it. It might. Hello? Oh, it got us a noise.
That's like a European ringing.
Maybe.
S'il vous plaît. May we have some tickets to the movie?
I guess it is a ringing, right? Sort of.
S'il vous plaît. I would like to see Tim Roth play Sepp Blatter in United Affections. Is it a naked movie?
I don't think so.
Is there any nudity? Do I get to see naked Tim Roth? That can't be a sound that's any good.
They're not answering their phone.
No, that's not a
phone
ringing.
Do you want me to punch some other buttons and see if
is that a
fax
sound?
I don't know what that is.
Why did you hit 0?
Because sometimes that gives you the operator.
Oh, you're just pressing buttons now.
I am just pressing buttons. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, we should try again.
All right, try again?
Yeah,
all
maybe
right.
try again.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Paul B. says that Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Not Pinter. Tom Stoppard wrote that play. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I get my Pinters and Stoppards
I don't even
confused.
Know the difference.
It's the theater of menace.
We are located on East 12th Street between.
We are located on East 12th Street.
Let's listen to the whole thing this time before I press 0.
Okay. General admission is $12. $8 for seniors over 60 and children under 13. The box office opens 20 minutes before the first showtime.
Yeah.
This is an odd accent that she has, isn't it?
To purchase tickets online.
Purchase tickets online.
Purchase tickets online.
Is she from Boston?
Prior.
Prior.
try
you. You can use the NR456. She said R. 14th Street, Union Square.
Union Square.
For direct connection to the box office, please dial 212-924-3364. Thank you.
Okay. We got another number.
212.
Wait, 924-3364, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is fascinating radio, by the way.
I know, this is great. this is pure sportsy talk. Right
Chud
here.
Says Tim Roth is the best. He was the bellhop in Four Rooms. That was right. He was the one connecting piece in all of those.
All right. I don't know the difference.
Danny D says there should be a screening of the FIFA movie at Monty Hall.
Yeah, good
idea. We'll get a bootleg version.
We'll buy it from somebody who went.
We'll buy it from some guy
on the street,
Canal Street,
Cinema Village.
Hi. Is this the box office?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet. We're live on the air at Sportsy Talk on WFMU, and we're trying to find out if we can get tickets to give away to United Passions.
Yeah, is that still going on? Are you guys still showing that film?
Yeah.
Does anybody go to see it?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Somewhat.
That was a person and a half went and saw it. We were hoping either to, you know, like to drum up some business for you guys or to maybe score some tickets we could give away on the air.
I don't know about giving tickets on the air.
Okay. But there's plenty of good seats available if people wanted to go down. What are the show times today?
The rest is 7:10 and 9:15.
7:10.
Okay, 7:10. Everybody that's not watching 7:10 the Women's World Cup could run down to Cinema Village and see.
Have you seen it yourself? Do you think it's any good?
No.
No, it's not good, or no, you haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
But you just can't wait, right? You're getting ready?
Not really.
All right, man. Well, thanks.
We work at the box office.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
Thanks a lot.
All right, well, have a good one.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your radio show.
Enjoy your movies.
I don't think he believed we were on the radio, do you?
I have no idea.
He said, did we get his name? He said, enjoy your radio show. Like,
As in like a little barb?
Yeah, do you think he did? I mean, we're real.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we on the air right now?
Yeah.
We get picked up for another. We're here till September 10th or something.
Doing stuff like this. 201-209-9368.
We didn't get any tickets.
I'm sorry we didn't get tickets to give away. But
it's only an hour and 50 minutes of your life.
I think if you went down there, they'd just let you in for free, probably. You could try
Hot Bar says, Tim Roth is the best honey bunny. That's a Pulp Fiction. They were the people getting robbed. They were robbing the place. It's him and... I can't remember who the actress is. They're robbing the... They were robbing the restaurant. That's why you don't rob restaurants. That's what was good about Pulp Fiction was that it's like, oh, that's why people don't rob restaurants, because you don't know who's in there and they could shoot you in the face.
I'm looking at this.
Marcel says, now this is good radio, calling a pre-recorded message and insulting the woman who recorded it. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press just, 1.
What was her interesting accent? I was fascinated by
Marcel says, I think he believed you. He's just a jaded youth.
Oh, jaded.
So jaded youth, you know.
That's all right.
I mean, you work in a movie theater. They're showing
We should send him like some WFMU stickers or something.
What was his name?
We don't know, but we think box office guy.
Box office guy.
Box office guy at Cinema Village.
Cinema Village. Mm-hmm. 7:10 p.m., 9:15 p.m.
tonight.
Danny D has listed other times on the
of course he
on the comment page.
Danny D is like a font of everything.
He's
information.
A font.
He's a
I
font.
Just think of him as the font.
The font. I can't find this song.
What happened to my list of things I wanted to talk about? Because all I did was watch sports this weekend.
Yeah.
Pass me back
oh,
my little yellow
sheet. Oh, is
that
your
sheet.
List? Oh, I'm sorry. We could talk about... Let's see.
I already talked about Stan Wawrinka.
Did we?
Yeah, it was he's the French Open guy.
Oh, right.
Oscar Pistorius is going to be released, so if...
Oh, yeah, Oscar Pistorius!
If you're in South Africa and you're in the bathroom...
Watch out.
Stand on the toilet.
Yeah.
So you won't get shot. Because he's on his little stumps going around, like, shooting again.
Shooting people.
Aim high. Usually you want to go low.
But for him... If you don't have legs, you have to aim high.
But I don't understand, like, the guy was... Was the guy ever in jail? When did that case end?
I don't know.
Last week?
I don't think he was in jail. Was he held in jail while they were doing the trial or not?
Yeah, I think he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay, so they just said, oh, time served for all the time.
No, they said he was a good, what are they, like, for good behavior?
It took like six.
What's he going to do in jail?
How is it good behavior to shoot
somebody? Well, you don't have a
somebody.
Bunch of guns.
How is it good to...
No, no, it's you're in jail, you're good behavior.
But,
you're not, like, giving anybody a hard time.
Well,
you're like, hey, how's it going?
Okay, I guess that's true, because, like, isn't Aaron Hernandez, like, beating people up in jail and stuff? I mean, he's,
yeah,
like,
he was part of...
People.
He might have had a murder in jail.
Yeah.
It's like,
shoot. I don't understand it.
Murder in jail. Yeah, and actually, if that guy runs after you, I mean, he's pretty fast, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, avoid that.
Oscar Pistorius, yeah.
There was a lady hit in the face at Fenway.
With a bat. That
so
was
the
really
bat
sad.
Broke and hit her in the face.
She was there with her little son, right? And she's a mom, and she was there with her son, and they're sitting behind...
You get
know,
good
kind
tickets
of
somehow.
Good
get,
tickets,
yeah,
really
good
tickets.
Tickets.
Yeah, really close down behind the... Behind
those
the
are first. Corporate seats there. Because yeah. all the good seats are taken up by, you got to buy them mm-hmm. by companies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like some guy swings and the bat breaks and the bat hits her in the face and they have to, like, bring her out in a gurney. And they apparently they thought she had life-threatening injuries, but apparently she's going to be okay. So we hope you're okay, lady.
She's going to be, yeah, I don't know. She'll be.
I mean, she's going to be not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably going to be not dead.
Not dead is what I mean.
Not dead is as close as you can get to okay. In Fenway Park.
In Fenway Park. Well, the problem with Fenway is that all the seats are actually pointed toward, not towards home plate, because they didn't know anything about baseball when they built Fenway Park, because they had just invented the sport like a year before.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 years old.
So they didn't know where people would want to look.
They're like, we have no idea where people are going
to
want to look.
So we're just going to face them straight.
Everything's
out towards
pointed towards
field.
The center field. So if you have a seat up on the, like, on the first base side.
Mm-hmm.
Like way up in the outfield,
your
seat is not pointed at home plate. It's pointed toward center field. So you have to, like, crane your neck the entire game and be like, I'm watching the game. I have broken my neck looking for home plate.
I like how you turn away from
you
the
like
mic
that?
To say
that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's,
I can't watch a game from here. And there's these giant poles in the way of everybody.
Yeah.
Because
right.
it's a. They built it in Boston and everything was terrible for a long time.
Why don't they get a new stadium?
They were gonna. They were gonna build a replica of Fenway across the street from Fenway, kind
make
of
just,
like what the Yankees
make it,
did.
Make it just as bad as the other. No, the Yankee. Okay, the new Yankee Stadium is not.
No,
it's gonna
be a third
replica.
Deck.
Is not a replica of.
No, it's not
but,
because
but,
it's.
But I mean, it keeps
the
feeling.
The field
it.
Looks
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of similar.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they were gonna build a third deck. So instead of poles holding up the second deck, which is what happens in Fenway now, there was gonna be a natural. Second deck and then a third deck on top of that.
Okay.
And they were going to build it across the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, we could just fix this old place. Because once they said, hey, we're going to build one across the street, the people who own the property across the street, which is like souvenir places and stuff like that,
they're like, no, you're not.
Yeah, my price just went up to like, and now $100 million for my property.
Yeah.
The Boston Phoenix, which used to be a magazine and
oh,
they ran a radio station,
that.
They owned this huge swath of property there. So they're like, hey, we're rich. This is great. And they were like, no, we just refused to sell to the Red Sox and stuff like that.
Oh.
And then, you know, the Red Sox sold the team.
Can't Boston do one of those eminent domain things and just, like, seize everyone's property and give
they
them
they do that all the time.
$65,
but yeah. I don't know if you could do it for Fenway. Mm. They didn't do that
okay,
for Fenway.
They didn't.
And then somebody else bought the team and was like, let's just fix the old crappy place.
Okay.
And so now they fixed the old crappy place.
Is it still crappy? I mean, apparently
it's
it still
bad.
Is. Because, I mean, they don't even... Behind home plate... In ballparks, there's like a net in case of something going into the stands, right? But the net in Fenway apparently doesn't extend
far
enough.
No, it's
not
very
far. So it doesn't go very far. So this woman was sitting where the net wasn't there.
I think there should be a net all the way around. Because remember, like morons are always jumping on the field and running around.
Yeah.
I think it should be a net, like, to keep the crowd out of the thing. Or, like, they hit Gary Sheffield in the face because he went for a ball and somebody punched him in the face. He's like, what the hell?
Right.
He's like, I'm coming up. And it's like, whoa, Gary Sheffield's going into the crowd. Like, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a very bad idea.
I think they should have a way to keep crazy Red Sox fans from jumping on the field or getting hit in the face with stuff. Arrest them all.
Yeah,
you should have it in an empty stadium.
Preemptive arrests. Yeah, like the Baltimore Orioles played in an empty stadium.
That was
stadium.
Like a
they
big night
a,
for them. Actually, that was a big.
201-209-9368 is the number to call.
Ken from Hyde Park mentions Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods shot an 85, which is basically
that's what my grandpa shoots.
Yeah, I mean 85
right?
is no good. That's like you're not getting
very
it
bad.
Close.
If you're a pro and you shoot an 85, that's pretty.
But they
sad.
Don't just let you leave.
Yeah, that's what I thought was really interesting. It's like he made the cut, right, to get into the deal, and then...
Then he shot an 85.
And then he shot an 85
after
he made the
Sunday.
Cut. He still has to go and play.
And they make you play
terrible.
Alone.
Oh, but you know what? He's going to get one of his back problems. You know how he's always withdrawing from tournaments because he has an ache in his back or something is in his back?
I would have done that a long time ago and been like, hey,
he's
I'm
gonna,
rich.
He's going to
I'm famous. I sleep with strippers.
He should just give up golf. But I bet he's not going to play the final round by himself because that's what they make
no,
you do.
No, that was Sunday that he played.
He already played it?
He played it.
Are you kidding?
It's just him walking around sadly playing.
Oh.
Because like, okay, Tiger, used to be really good.
Oh, he already did it? He didn't, like, wimp out? He didn't,
he did
like, make up
out.
Some? Oh.
No.
Oh, poor Tiger Woods.
Poor Tiger.
I'm sorry.
And then Lindsey Vonn dumped him. He's having a rough time.
Yeah.
It was the worst weekend ever, I wrote. Worst weekend ever.
For Tiger Woods.
If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1. That's Boston movie film.
Yeah,
to hear from a list of movies, press 2.
Jeez.
In Boston, somewhere on like Route 495,
yes.
They found a car on Sunday morning.
Oh, right. It had been involved in a hit and run.
Car. Well,
abandoned?
Allegedly it had been involved in a hit and run. And, you know, if you leave a car, they usually have plates on the car and they can tell whose car it was.
The plates were gone.
It was a New England Patriot. No, it was a New England Patriot. Oh. And his name's Brandon Spikes, and he got cut today because they think he was a part of a hit and run. Another felony.
So they found his abandoned car.
Abandoned car on 495.
And they checked, they ran the plates, and they said it belongs to a Patriot.
Brandon Spikes, defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
Not so good. Mm-hmm. That's why they cut him, or else
yeah,
they would have kept him. They kept the murderer for like 2 or 3 weeks after.
They kept Aaron Hernandez and told him to go get himself a murder apartment. Lie low for a while, Aaron. They didn't do that for this guy, though.
No.
Brandon Sykes.
Danny D says, did Jim the Poet get drafted in MLB draft today? The draft begins at 7 p.m.
Oh.
The Red Sox have pick number 7. The Yankees have pick number 16, which is like the highest they've picked in like 20 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Usually the Yankees either, don't, like they have the 30th pick because they've won the World Series, or they will have signed a free agent and then lost their number one pick.
Right.
Because that's what happens. A little poor team like the A's get like a number one pick because you took Jason Giambi from them or somebody. So the Yankees pick 16th, Red Sox 7th. We'll probably get another guy who can't do anything.
The Cleveland Browns gave up a draft pick, but that's the NFL.
Why did they give up a draft pick?
To take the punter from the San Francisco
They took the punter?
They took the punter. They traded their seventh round draft pick to take the punter. Yeah.
What show's on after ours now? That's no longer...
I forget her name. Here she is.
Honky Tonk. Lady
Honky
Time.
Tonk something.
Lady Girly.
Lady Parts Honky Piece.
You're coming up at the top of the hour.
Some kind of fiesta
Honky Tonk Girl
is happening. Okay,
yeah,
hi.
She's waving.
Welcome.
It's going to be great radio.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's going to be great. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. It's
going to
be awesome.
Terrific.
Yeah. Oh, look, she's got one of those boxes that they carry those little 45s in.
Is this a box full of music?
Oh, it's, you know, those like 45.
I don't know.
45
they
RPM?
Don't let me touch the music.
It's like vinyl things?
You're really the DJ. I'm kind of like the Igor of this show.
Look.
They're like,
ooh, she's going to play some 45
holy
RPM.
Holy moly. That is the nicest box of records I've ever seen.
And she's way prettier than Mr. Finewine, too. So I think that would be
who's
good.
Who's Mr. Finewine?
He's been playing 45 RPM records at people on this station.
I don't recognize
for years
the.
Years
you
years.
Have face blindness. I
yeah.
have DJ blindness.
DJ
where
blindness?
I'm like, I don't know what any of the DJs look like.
Yeah.
Because we're all on the radio.
Well, that's true.
So I have
I
no
mean,
idea.
It's just as well. I mean, I had some face cancer stuff done last
you
week.
You look great. You look like a million bucks.
I look
better than me.
My face looks like a hippie chick's patchwork bag, you know? I mean,
that's
just,
not
it's
true.
Sad.
I actually was shaving my head yesterday as part
yes.
of my... you know, I was having
your,
a little fun at
part
home.
Part of your sportsy preparation.
Get a little drunk, shave my head,
yeah,
play with the mustache.
Course, right?
And I missed all kinds of spots. So if you actually look up close, there's like little hunks of hair all over the place.
Oh, that's kind of exciting.
Oh, yeah.
All
that's
right.
good stuff.
Yep.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209.
See, we've had bad luck since I played the whatever it was I played, that finish thing.
Oh, that's it. Well, now,
we
now
haven't had any calls.
Now
since
everyone's afraid that the finish thing will start.
The finish
Honky
thing.
Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky is coming
Yay,
up
Becky.
At the top of the hour.
Yay.
Twangs of all stripes and stuff that ends in Billy, as in dash Billy.
Billy.
Billy as a suffix.
Billy.
Billy. Rockabilly.
Rockabilly.
Hillabilly. Oolie Booly Billy. Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky. It premieres tonight.
Yeah.
You got to stay tuned. Watch the Women's World Cup, but like turn the volume all the way down on Fox Sports 1 and
listen
to Becky.
Becky while you watch the Women's World Cup.
Honky Tonk Radio Girl. I have trouble because I'm 42. I don't call anybody a girl who's like over the age of 14. I think they're women now or ladies.
I know. I got in trouble once. I was getting my hair cut at a place and there was a transgender person and they introduced her to me as the shampoo girl.
Shampoo girl.
And I couldn't say girl. I wanted to say like the shampoo woman, the shampoo person, the shampooer. And it wasn't because the person was transgendered. It was because I couldn't, you know, she was, you know, in her 20s and she wasn't a girl. And she got really offended because I wouldn't say shampoo girl.
But yeah, I don't know, girl, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I mean, if you refer to yourself as a girl.
No.
I refer to myself as a chud.
Chode. Cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller.
Chode.
Chud.
Thanks for all the comments on the comments board tonight. Hey, great stuff.
Hey, we got Oakland A's switch pitcher.
Oh, this guy's great.
He came out, what's his name? Paul?
Vinaigrette, I think it was.
Vendit or
That's
something?
That's not his real name.
Vendit.
There used to be a guy on the Red Sox.
Yeah.
His name was Greg, not Greg Kite, that was a terrible guy. Greg Hill, maybe, or something like that. I'll have to look him up.
Greg Billy.
Greg Billy.
Ends with Billy, yes.
And he could pitch from both sides, and he had a glove that could fit on either hand.
Oh, so he'd flip the glove over?
It was a totally amazing thing.
Yeah.
But they never let him do it in a game, and he only pitched like righty, but he could do it.
He could. Well, this
and I think
guy,
they let him do it in some blowout.
This guy's doing it. He had his major league debut at Fenway Park, actually, although he's with the Oakland A's.
I think they have to announce you as a... They have to... Like, you're two different pitchers.
I know, but yeah. They
have
to
switch back and forth.
Well, you can... They have to... He has to say how he's going to pitch to the batter, right? So he has to say, okay, I'm pitching right-handed to this guy. And they say, okay, you have to pitch right-handed to him the whole time. And then the next batter up, if he wants to pitch left-handed, I think he can elect to do that. And they have to say, but you have to pitch left. He can't, like, switch on the batter. He can't say, like, with the
same
batter.
See, that would
batter.
Be awesome if it did. Pat Vendit. But I think you can... There's two different pitchers officially in the history of Major League Baseball.
What's that noise?
That's more of the DAW stuff.
Oh. Should I turn
he
the DAW off?
He reflects on his journey to being...
Oh, I'm not going to listen to that.
No, no. No,
I don't want to...
But I think you actually can... You're actually two pitchers, yeah. So you have to say, well, right now I'm right-handed pitcher Pat Vendit.
Uh-huh.
And then you go, all right, now I'm left-handed pitcher Pat Vendit. And then you can't go back, I think. Like, then you just have to... That's
for
it.
The rest of the game?
I don't think... I
thought it was batter by batter.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Okay, we got to look
that
up.
Or I'll wait in the next 10 minutes. Someone from the boards will actually
tell
me how it works.
Okay, or they could call us, 201-209-9368, and tell us, how does that work if you're a switch pitcher? That's because batters, frequently, there are batters who are switch hitters. They can hit from either side of the plate.
You can't switch in the middle of an at-bat, although John Kruk did that famously in one of the All-Star games, because he's a left-handed hitter.
Yeah.
And he was up against Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
Who's a
big
left-hander.
The big
and
unit.
And left-hander, a big unit buzzed him with one.
Yeah.
And he put the helmet on backwards and stood in the other batter's
other
box
side.
And struck out immediately. Because he was so scared of getting hit in the face.
Well, I don't blame him. You get hurt?
Yep.
Sports. You get hurt. What else have we got today? Oh, I could complain about Women's World Cup.
Yeah,
I can complain. All right,
I'm ready.
I got a complaint about U.S. Women's Team forward Amy Wamblock.
Abby Wamblock. Abby Wambla.
that
can't
be
her.
About?
It's Abby Wamba.
Yeah,
right?
Her.
And she's like the greatest. Like,
yeah,
tonight, if she scores
exactly.
a goal,
right.
she's gonna be the greatest scorer in the history.
She is already. She's
okay.
She's scored. She has, you know, like they always say. Oh, what's his name? Donovan, right? Oh, he's like he scored the most goals in U.S. soccer history, and he's like he's only scored like a third of what Abby's scored.
Abby
right?
Wamba's like 30. I mean,
she scored. No, what's his name?
Great.
What's his name? Old Man Donovan. He retired.
Yeah, Donovan McNabb. No, that's not his name.
Somebody. You know what I mean. That guy.
Pat Donovan. Donovan.
No.
Johnny Donovan.
No. Andy Donovan.
Andy Donovan.
I don't know. We don't know.
Abby Wambach is like the greatest in the history of
Yes.
The
yes. In ladies. History.
She is 5'11", 35 years old. She's been on the team for like a thousand years.
She has scored 182 goals.
Yeah.
That's more than any player ever.
So why is that bad?
Anywhere in the history of the world. She doesn't. They don't say that. They always say like, oh, and
Landon Donovan is his name. Right?
Thanks, Landon. Who would think
Stevie
of Landon?
Donovan.
Landon.
Johnny. Just Donovan.
Bobby.
Like Superman and Green Lantern.
Billy.
Billy.
I met him in an elevator
on
once.
Me.
I met.
You met Donovan?
In an elevator, yeah.
Have you seen that Look Back in Anger?
No.
Don't Look Back?
No.
The Bob Dylan movie?
No.
All he does is complain about Donovan. He's like, is this the dressing room that Donovan would have? And then he meets Donovan. He's like, man, Donovan's pretty cool, man. Danny D mentions the Royals. The Royals have seven of the starting All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to stop because that would be the lowest rated All-Star.
A-Rod's going to be on the team, right? A-Rod's going to be on
the
All-Star
game.
He's in
the DH. Right now he's trailing Kendry Morales, who's having a pretty good
year. I thought A-Rod was ahead of everybody in the voting.
He's ahead of all the Red Sox. I don't think any Red Sox deserve to make the.
No, they don't.
If you're in last place, your team should not.
No.
Should
and guess who's in? Guess who's in first place?
The Yankees. New York Yankees.
Mm-hmm. And the New York Mets are first place in there.
For the moment.
Yeah. For the
New York Mets are
That's
the.
Okay.
The Mets are going to bring up another pitcher named Matz. His last name is
Matz of the Mets.
M-A-T-Z. Steve Matz of the Mets.
Matz of the Mets.
Matz and the Mets.
Do they do that on purpose?
No, I think, they drafted a guy just because his name was...
Is there toilet noise?
Yes.
What is that? I heard...
It could
I
be
heard,
a goalie going to the...
No,
restroom.
I heard a toilet. Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's probably on the B-roll thing.
Oh, okay.
Danny D says, I think years ago Reds fans voted in all eight players, but only five started in that thing.
Yeah,
but
they
there was
like
to, five Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but I mean,
Johnny Bench and Tony Perez.
You can vote people in and they don't have to make them starters.
They don't all... No, they're supposed to make them starters.
They don't have to make them starters.
Randy Johnson plunked Jim Leyritz one time, and after the game he said, I'm the intimidator. He's the intimidatee.
Jeez.
Says Ralphine
on
the boards.
Randy Johnson. Thank you, listener Ralphine.
Everyone's saying Landon Donovan and that he's a putz.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's kind of a wank.
Oh.
Hey, stay tuned.
We're not done yet.
We're kind of done.
We're not done.
What
okay, what
do
we
got?
Okay, we got...
I had F1. I watched the whole F1 race. But
why?
It was so boring. You know, I watched the one in
terrible.
Monaco. And
hey,
Monaco is an unbelievable city, like a world-class, unbelievable, beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
Nestled into a lagoon of blue and green
right.
and like sort of super rich and nice. This one was in Montreal, and it was just like on a bunch of streets. It was like...
Why did you watch it?
Yeah, it was like the Cleveland Grand Prix.
Hey, the NBA playoffs. We didn't talk about that yet. That's been pretty exciting. The two games that have played so far have gone to OT both times. Very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, if you say
Warriors
so.
1-1.
Yeah.
Cavs 1-1.
I mean.
Yeah, there
sure.
you go.
I mean, I watched Game of Thrones last night and didn't go back to that game.
Oh.
So I was pretty sure the Cavs were going to lose.
Oh, Game of Thrones, man. That was brutal.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
And everything's working for you?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
It's the only thing I watch all
on
week.
Television?
On television.
I watched it twice because it was terrifying.
It was awful, right? It was really grim.
Yeah, yeah. They're really building up to more grimness.
So we're going to get Kit Harington in, though, right? In
the
studio?
He's going to be here.
He's going to be here and talk to me about some movies he's in about tennis?
Sure.
Why is he playing a tennis guy? He doesn't look like he's built like a tennis guy.
Well, they tie his hair back.
No, you know, but I mean, I'm talking about how he's built. He doesn't look like a tennis guy. I mean, a tennis guy is striking
What do they look like?
Kind of leaner.
Well, tennis is crappy now because John McEnroe used to make it fun because he would yell at everybody and
everybody would be like,
this is great.
Yeah.
But when it's just actually the sport, it's kind of boring.
Wasn't Ilya Nastasi kind of mean, too? Didn't he, like, yell at people and carry on and have tantrums?
That's
I want
is for people to yell. Because every time, like a coach from Major League Baseball comes out and he yells at people love it. They're going crazy. There's kicking. You know, Lou Piniella, you're kicking bases.
CC Sabathia got ejected.
He got ejected
for
where's that pitch over there? You know, where's that pitch? And the guy's like, the pitch is you're out of here. And the guy's like, CC Sabathia, I'm the nicest guy in the world. Why are you throwing me out of this game?
They said he was arguing balls and strikes just because he questioned it.
Yeah.
Questioned the umpire. You don't
question.
Do that. Nope. You can't question sportsy talk.
You can only accept.
I think we did it. I think we hit every.
This is the whole show.
I think we hit every.
Did
topic.
I mention F1?
Yeah, that was so boring. That was super boring. I don't want to hear anything more about F1. That was boring.
It was a great show.
Another great show.
Harrington.
Thank you, Kit Harrington.
Speedy Ortiz.
Who else do we have to thank? Everybody. Listener Danny D. Listener Scott. Those were all our only two calls.
Everybody who corrected me on the boards.
The girl who can't pronounce things on the. I'm hearing a toilet flush. I swear to God.
Are you?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's part of the
I
pot
think it is.
Thing.
Oh, but tonight we got to watch. Okay, tonight we're watching Women's World Cup action, USA versus Australia, and then we're gonna watch the Lightning poopy pants goalie versus.
I'm not gonna watch that.
You're not gonna watch the poopy pants.
I'll probably watch Game of Thrones again.
Okay.
Because Game of Thrones, when you think about it, if it's the Men in Black, the Night Watch,
yeah.
versus the White Walkers, that's as good a sport as anything we got going on.
Pretty much.
The premier show of Honky Tonk Radio Girl with
it's
Becky.
Coming up. We gotta get
is
off
Becky
I
is
have
here.
To get off the air now.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. We're online everywhere at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM.
I don't even know if I have our goodbye music queued up.
She's got music queued up.
Something. All right. Here's something. I don't even know what it is.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, is this that awful thing?
No, that's her song.
Where did that come from?
That's her theme song.
Why did you tell me that was in there?
Start it over.
All right, start it over. Okay, I thought I had a goodbye song in that CD, so you shouldn't put things in the CD
unless
you tell me
it's
that you put
something in the chaos
CD.
Is happening.
Yeah, you can't.
What happened?
You can't.
Are we putting her song in?
That sounded
like a good song.
It was a good song. I saw her cue up something on turntable one, and I thought that was her first song.
No, that's a different.
So
that's
going,
a whole.
I was going
that's her
to,
second song.
Well, why didn't she tell me she had something in the CD?
She's ready for her first show.
I can't.
The handoff. You know, it took us a while to. You know, we used to. We used to wreck Joe's show for the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
I'm just saying.
Sometimes when you're running that relay, you know, you drop the baton
a little
bit. I'm just
saying, you got to tell me if you're going to put something in
there.
I
don't know what's going
to happen. All right, so we're done. This has been Sportsy Talk. You did the legal ID, I think.
Sure.
All right, stay tuned for Becky. Yay! All right, we're going to do it again.
Becky! Hey. Keep listening.
Our little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Hey everybody, my name's Becky and you are listening to the inaugural episode of Honky Tonk Radio Girl, and I'm so excited to be here, I can't even tell you. Oh, this is WFMU, and I'm gonna play country music for an hour, and I hope that you like it. might have been a little bit of a rocky start there. We're getting the transitions, you know, under control. But let's listen to some cool bluegrass record, why don't we? Are you down? Let's do it.
For years, Charlie Cotton was on the run. Poor Charlie, Charlie Cotton. For years, Charlie Cotton was on the run. Poor Charlie, Charlie Cotton. For years, poor Charlie has had to run. He got too handy with the gun. Charlie Cotton. Poor Charlie Cotton. With hounds they searched the countryside. Poor Charlie, Charlie Cotton. With hounds they searched the countryside. Poor Charlie, Charlie Cotton. With hounds they searched the countryside. And looking for the spot where Charlie hides. Charlie Cotton. Poor Charlie Cotton. They found him in a hollow tree. Poor Charlie, Charlie Cotton. They found him in a hollow tree. Poor Charlie. Come along with me, Charlie Cotton. Poor Charlie Cotton. They tied him to a white oak tree. Poor Charlie, Charlie Cotton. They tied him to a white oak tree. Poor Charlie, Charlie Cotton. They tied him to a white oak tree. Charlie said, won't you set me free, Charlie Cotton. Poor Charlie Cotton. Should have heard old Charlie cry. Poor Charlie, Charlie Cotton. You should have heard old Charlie cry. Poor Charlie, Charlie Cotton. You should have heard old Charlie cry. When the judge said, Charlie, you must die. Charlie Cotton. Poor Charlie Cotton. Poor Charlie Cotton. Poor Charlie Cotton.
Body and heavy the load, and nobody seems to care. If I had traveled some other road, I might have found it there. Peace of mind, oh, tell me, where can I find? I've looked everywhere, but I cannot find precious peace of mind. Peace of mind, this life is a rugged old grind. With trouble and care, it's so hard to find precious peace of mind. Future, I looked in the past, I looked all along the way, searching the present, hoping at last I'll find it here someday. Peace of mind, oh, tell me, where can I find? I've looked everywhere, but I cannot find precious peace of mind. Peace of mind, this life is a rugged old grind. With troubles and care, it's so hard to find precious peace of mind.
Baby walking down the street, boy, she's mine, all mine. When you see that gal that's got the rest all beat, she's mine, all mine. She's got a great big picture hat and all the clothes that go with that.
She's my baby, I'm her boy. She's her papa's little pride and joy. She's got a pair of eyes, idolize, and she's mine, all mine. Her lips are smiling for me all the time, in rain or shine. Two little feet and the cutest smile. She beats all the others by a mile. Boy, you may want her, but you can't have her, 'cause she's mine, all mine.